Welcome into the Did You Know Show, the first episode of February on this February 1st. Trevor Grady here with Noah Cassidy. And Noah, I'm going to let you kick us off today.
So today's a little bit of a sad day for a lot of sports fans, and it is what it is. But before we kind of get into that, most of you possibly already know what that is. But if you don't, you'll learn here in just a second. Before we get to that, did you know that according to Sports Illustrated, the magazine, 80% of NFL players go broke after the first 3 years of retirement.
Wow, that's sad.
It's kind of crazy to think. Like you'd think, how is that possible? But the average NFL player makes about $2 million a year. Some are down to like $750,000, but typically the average right now is $2 million. We'll just keep numbers simple so it's easy for math. And then average, they stay in the league for just under 4 years. We'll just say 4 years. So say you're an average person. I mean, NFL players aren't average, but you're an average NFL player.
Yeah.
So you play for 4 years, you make $8 million, you retire. So you made that in 4 years, and then you go broke in 3 years. And it's just kind of how does that really happen? Well, you got to think that most of them are just kids. They're about retiring at almost our age, a little bit older than us. They get into the league 22, 23 years old, mm-hmm. and they retire at 27, 28, with more money, by the way, than an average person makes in their entire life. The average person makes about $1.7 million wow. in their entire life. Mm. So it's like, how do they lose all this money? This is a little bit different of a Did You Know show because it's kind of just some cool information that I kind of found. So a lot of it is because they obviously lack some financial advice because they're young. They just don't know what to do with all this money. Completely understand. I'd probably done the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so I totally understand that. But, you know, they have all the avenues to get all the financial advice that they possibly can because obviously you're going to have advisors really wanting to advise NFL players because they make some change off of that also. Mm-hmm. But sometimes some improper screening happens. You get a bad advisor. They either give you bad advice, or sometimes these players have also signed power of attorneys over to their financial advisor. And the next thing you know, they have complete control of all the funds. They could take it, and there's nothing that the player can do about it. Yeah. And so slowly, after 3 years, 80% of most retired NFL players lose all of their money, and they go broke.
That's now, craziness.
I don't think that's going to happen to Tom Brady. I mean, he's been in the league 27 years.
23, I think.
23
was.
Years. So yeah. In the league for 23 years, he's much older than most people that retire, and he's seen this happen to players. I know it's not going to happen to Tom Brady, but it is going to be a big old – there. I guess there's an announcement. Surprise!
Yeah.
Tom Brady has announced his retirement today, and so that's kind of sad. It's going to be sad to see him not playing out there on the field anymore.
Yeah. So today on February 1st, exactly 1 year after his first retirement back in February 1st of 2022, Tom Brady retires from football, in his words, for good today. And if any of you know, I'm a Patriots fan, a Tom Brady fan to heart. Both my parents grew up in Boston, and so I've followed him pretty much my entire life. Well, he entered the league in 1999. I entered the world in 1999, and Tom Brady has been dominating at the position of quarterback ever since. And next year will be the first NFL football season without Brady in it, and it's a sad day for me. And I know it's a happy day for a lot of Chiefs fans and NFL fans that have lost to him and beat him throughout the years. Yeah, so it's just craziness. So for the Did You Know show today, I brought a couple crazy facts from Tom Brady's career. So did you know that Tom Brady has won more playoff games, 35, than 13 franchises have appeared in?
What?
Yeah.
That's funny.
He has 35 playoff wins, and 13 franchises haven't even been in 35 playoff games. And also, speaking of that, he played 87% of his career in the AFC, but he is tied for the second most playoff wins over NFC teams because he has 6 wins over them in the Super Bowl and then 4 wins as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, which ties him in for second all-time with Aaron Rodgers and Joe Montana. Only Brett Favre has more NFC playoff wins than Tom Brady. Also, did you know that there's only one quarterback to play in a Super Bowl after the age of 40? That is Tom Brady, and he did it 3 times.
Wow, really going to hold that record.
Yeah, that one's going to be there for a while. This year, Super Bowl Chiefs against Eagles, Super Bowl 57. First Super Bowl happened before the moon landing, and Tom Brady has played in 18% of Super Bowls. So just about 1 in every 5 Super Bowls throughout the years has included Mr. Tom Brady.
He's just always there.
He always is. And then finally, the last one on the Did You Know show today. This one's kind of crazy. Tom Brady retires, never having taken a snap when his team was mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
What?
Yeah, so including the postseason, that's 15,906 snaps, each with the possibility and end goal of winning the Super Bowl.
So he's never been out of the running taking a snap.
Correct. And if you're fact-checking it, back in 2002, he did miss the playoffs. But in the last week, week 17, the Patriots beat the Dolphins in a 1 p.m. game that kept their playoff chances alive. And then later in that day, they got eliminated. So
because of another game.
Yeah, so he still didn't take a snap that year, being mathematically eliminated. So, yeah, 15,906 snaps without ever being mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. So there you go. If you hate Tom Brady, to suffer through 5 minutes of me, you know, loving up on him there. But
he is the GOAT.
He is. Yeah, 7 Super Bowls and just about every the record in the NFL for playoff wins, for touchdowns and yards, and just an amazing playoff performer and NFL performer. So, all righty, that'll do it for today's Did You Know show. A little retirement fact there from Noah, and then some Tom Brady facts for you. Hopefully it didn't bug you too much. We'll be back to our normal scheduling programming tomorrow on the Did You Know show. 2:45 p.m. on every weekday. You learn something new.